buying TikTok.
But hear me out. I know it's the China thing, you know, China. It's like the China of things, right? Yeah, my coffee's done.
You're done? Oh my god, I've been slow sipping this time.
I mean, I got like a few sips left, but
I got a few sips left.
We got some coffee, guys, from the Chestnut Market.
Chestnut Market. Yeah, underrated.
They're not bad.
Underrated place. Listen.
They got everything.
They
bro.
Got everything in the world except cigarettes and alcohol. I love it.
Yeah, they got a
no smoking paraphernalia. They're clean.
No, and it's clean.
You don't get no zins.
Yeah.
You know? Nothing like that.
They don't human traffic people.
No, as far as I know.
Like another, you know, sketchy gas stations. I saw this.
That BP is sketchy. Yo. That BP is sketchy. I don't know.
Which
there.
One?
That one.
The one I go?
No, the one over there. Yeah.
And where?
The one that said Mike's Cigar Shop at one point.
But where? The humidor. In where? You know, what county?
944 Central Park Avenue, Yonkers, New York.
944 Central Park Avenue.
Yeah, that BP.
Damn, I can't. You go to that one more than I do. So
yeah, that one is sketchy. It's always sketchy.
Okay. I don't go to that one, but the price there is low.
It's sketchy.
But it's got the cheapest price in Yonkers.
He pissed me off, the boss there.
Yeah?
You know, he's real loose, shooting from the hip, right? I made amends with him, to be clear. I made amends with him. But I come in one day. I'm trying to buy my cools. You know I buy my cools. I know you don't like me smoking cigarettes.
No, not at all.
But I buy my cools. And he tells me, hey, you know I make no money on the cigarettes, right? How is that my problem? At least I come here and spend my money here. You're mad at me.
You don't add
gas. So I don't go back there for that. I don't go back there for anything. I don't go buy gas there. I don't buy cigarettes there. I said, I'm done with him. He pissed me off. He's telling me he doesn't make money on cigarettes.
How does he come out of nowhere telling you he doesn't make money on cigarettes?
He tells me he wants me to buy a cigar. That's where his money is. Because he's getting beaten by the taxes.
There's a purpose to the madness.
Right, he wants me to buy the cigars instead. But I don't have money for cigars. I don't like cigars that much in the first place. So he pushes this on me, and I said, ah. But I did make amends with him eventually. I come back, I shake his hand, make sure he's good. But yeah.
What's his name?
Nah, who knows? I call him Chief. Remember? That's the BP thing.
Yeah.
I go to BP.
Why do we always call people Chief? I always find myself.
It's either Chief or Boss. I mean, who could be disrespected by that?
Yeah.
It's a position of command.
You know, I'm sorry about that. I like to call people Champ.
Champ's good.
Yeah.
But that wasn't always the case.
No, it's my thing now. It's like Champ, you know?
Because they're not a chump.
They're not a chump.
And some people find it sarcastic when you say chief.
Well, I mean, I can call somebody a chump, but if you have
rapport with them.
If I have social capital.
No, don't start with the social capital thing. They don't know about the social capital.
You have to build social capital.
How do you build social capital?
Well, it's like, it works like this.
Okay.
It works like this.
I don't know. I know where you're going.
What are you ad-libbing there?
If there was a fly on the wall, man.
Let him know. Let him know. That's your thing there.
I know where you're going.
Social capital. Okay. It's all about, it's like a bank. You know, you have a savings account and you go deposit. What's the hope of the savings account? That you're going to go withdraw later.
Right.
Well, you have to, with people, you have to, you know, make a savings account.
That's very real.
And deposit.
Now, would you consider it a social credit score?
There's also that. But that's a different animal.
A different beast?
Yeah.
What the heck does that mean, right? For those of you that don't know, that's a Kanye West, Kobe Bryant commercial.
Yeah. It's a different beast. And we have things that are like mnemonic to our conversations. And, you know, is that mnemonic? Is that what we call
it? Is that a mnemonic? I don't know what that
means. That's a mnemonic. Like we always...
We have callbacks. We have lots of callbacks.
Oh, yeah, callbacks.
Okay. Like, if I tell you right now...
I like that better.
If I tell you right now, I'm ready. And when I'm not, you remember exactly what we were,
exactly.
Right?
I saw that every time. I remember that.
We were on the corner of Bailey and 230, yeah. Or 231st.
Right, right in front of the bodega.
Right by the bodega that's still there.
Yeah.
The staircase is still there.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. He said to two women, when I'm ready, I'm ready. And when I'm not, I'm not. Can't argue with that logic.
No, you can't. And they were impressed.
They were very impressed. It's like,
this is the guy.
It's like,
And we just happened to be walking by.
You see, this
like,
is what
could you imagine if we heard the whole conversation?
It would be scary. Because what if he wasn't ready?
He didn't look ready.
He didn't look ready.
He wasn't ready.
He didn't look ready. I think he was telling them he's not ready.
Maybe he was saying the opposite. Maybe we just mistook him, you know?
Did we?
But he was building a social score then.
He made it very clear. When I'm ready, I'm ready. But when I'm not, I'm not.
But you know what? It's all about confidence. It's the way you say things sometimes with the ladies.
Okay.
You know? You got to sound confident.
So he was building social capital.
You know, girls.
So he was building social capital.
Let's think about it.
He was building social capital.
Yes.
Because he didn't know how he works.
Yeah.
And when he's ready.
And when he's not.
And when he's not.
Yeah. Leave Chestnut alone, man. Like,
I just slapped the Chestnut cup. We just shouted them out. Love Chestnut Market.
Love Chestnut Market. One of these days they're going
to
be...
I think they're exclusive to BP. Mobil, though.
Mobil. Yeah, yeah, they are.
They're exclusive to Mobil.
Oh, they're crazy.
Just like BP is Atlantis.
Why is Mobil so expensive, bro?
Mobil loves to overcharge. And I think it's something to do with NASCAR. I think it's something to do with the NASCAR branding. Because
I mean, their gas is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It's too expensive for what it is. However, have you been to a good Mobil before? Like a really good franchise Mobil, not a chain Mobil. A franchise-owned Mobil.
Okay, no Chestnut.
No Chestnut. And if it does have a Chestnut, again, it's all franchise. Locally owned. I did one time.
Where? In what part of town?
It was all the way up, probably Wallkill or something.
Okay, never been up there, though.
It was a Sunoco and a Mobil.
Sunoco, yeah.
Right? And I said, okay, there's Sunoco and there's a Mobil. I'm going to try the Mobil just to see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about the price. It was the same price. Everyone was at the Mobil, from what I could see. So I do it. And I sit down there, or whatever. I pull up. I take the thing. It feels like a brand new gas cylinder. I put it in the thing. I put it in the gas tank, you know? I press everything. Everything feels firm, feels new, feels plush. And even the warnings that they say are like, oh, if you want to leave a message about your experience, go online, right? And then under that, there's a disclaimer that says, yeah, you can go online, but you can also go inside. And, you know, basically, in like legal disclaimer terms, you don't have to go online, basically. And that's cool because other mobiles, they don't have that disclaimer under it. Mm. They want you to just go online and give your feedback. They don't want you to go inside and talk to the person for some reason.
I mean,
why not have the disclaimer under it?
I mean, would the person
this one did.
Speak English? Like,
well, that's the problem sometimes, huh? Because the last time I was at a mobile before that,
yeah,
it was in Connecticut. And she was very Boricua.
Oh.
I did not know what language she spoke.
Oh.
I had to ask her very, because she seemed Boricua.
Oh, it's one of those.
But you can't tell, you know, ambiguous. And the way she speaks, not very clear what accent she has. So I'm like, oh, I'm Puerto Rican. What are you? Oh, me too. Okay, no confidence at all in that answer. But then again,
okay, so
that was
wait. What would have been the right answer?
Not me too.
The right answer would have been, oh, yo también, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah.
But what gave it away was she said bebé.
Bebé.
Because she looked at my license.
Ah.
She looked at my license.
Ah.
She looked at the photo. She said, tú eres un bebé. Or something like that. And it seemed Boricua. The way she said
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You're a baby or something like that. You're a baby. Like something. She said something with that word.
I'm a baby. I'm a baby.
Yeah. Right. And I was like, you know, because I have the beard. And she was commenting on that. And I'm like, it just seemed very Boricua. But this is the opposite, right? I'm over here. That mobile, that sticker wasn't there. The handle was frozen and I had to pump the gas like the entire way. It didn't matter. The clip was there to put the stop in it. No, it didn't matter. It felt crappy. I'm like, this is why a gas attendant would be awesome. Because maybe make that woman get paid a little more and have her do this. Because, come on, this is a terrible
thing. Women, no.
Anyone a gas attendant. Any gas attendant. Right? But here I am with this mobile. In small town. Small town.
You always go far places.
I like far places. I play tourist. So, I'm at this mobile. I'm reading all the stickers. The stickers are crisp. Everything's nice. Everything. It's quiet. People go in and out fast, quick, get done. I'm pumping the gas. It's the smoothest pump in the world.
Oh, you don't even feel it.
You don't even feel nothing.
Oh, wow.
It's the smoothest pump I've ever had.